With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
Now, what is your first memory of Star Wars, Simon Kirk?
I remember when I went to see Star Wars. Like, we got, my brother and I had figurines, but I hadn't even seen the movies at that point. He just had all the figurines because it was the sort of, I mean, it came out long before I was around. And so, it was just this kind of thing that my parents were like, oh, when he comes this age, we're definitely going to show him Star Wars because he'll love it.
Yeah.
And, you know, my brother's like, I don't know, 7 years older than me. So, I think it sort of came out around about the time that he was, yeah, either he would have been like a real little kid as well.
Yeah.
And so, I never seen it, but I had all the figures. I knew what the characters were because he had all the little toys, which I lost one time when we went camping in a sand pit. I just lost. Man. I buried them all in this game.
And I want to beat you up.
Oh, he went crazy. I had to dig, and we ended up finding all of them, I think, except Chewbacca got left behind.
Never forget.
I know. Bad. bad moment.
My first memory of it is just seeing all the toys in the toy shop, and there were so many of them, and the characters were so interesting.
Yeah.
That it was like, oh, let's get into this.
That's what I, now that I'm older and I look at the stories, I really love the fact that they don't flesh shit out. Like, nothing's spoon-fed to you about Star Wars. Just, you know, I don't know what a Kessel Run is. I don't know what a Parsec is. And I don't need to. I get what it is. You don't have to flesh out the whole background. And they just would leave this big universe and go like, you guys can figure it out. Like, everyone else can fill in the details. I think that's why fans love it, because they can just create and fill in those gaps.
Yeah. And that was sort of, I guess, the coolness of it, is that they'd flippantly say, like, it made the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs. And it's like, yeah.
Sounds good.
What is that?
Yeah, a lot of other films get too much into exposition about everything that's happened before, but with Star Wars, you're just kind of dumped right in it, and it was great.
And it feels like you should, like the movie's already running.
Yeah.
And you've got to run to catch up with it. And so, you didn't see any of the films in the cinema or anything like that?
I did. This could be a badge of honor. I don't know. I pissed myself in, because I was a very little kid.
Any sentence that starts with, I pissed myself.
Yeah.
In my book,
badge
does
of
not
honor.
Get a
Correct.
Badge of honor.
Yeah, you're right. Totally is. No, because this is probably going to be the most 80s sentence ever said, but I went to see a double feature of Teen Wolf and Empire Strikes Back, which was sort of playing at the time.
Which one showed first?
Teen Wolf played first, and we had to stick around for Empire. And I remember I really needed to go to the toilet, but I didn't. And everything was happening in Star Wars, and that's when I was like, I desperately have to go to the toilet. You know, Coffs Harbour, school, summer holidays kind of thing. I've got to go. But I didn't want to leave because I was just loved the movie so much. Like, it was so fascinating. I'm like, no, I've got to get up. And I was just one point, just like calmly washed over me, like, just let it happen, buddy. And I just sitting there, just pissed myself. My brother's like, are you pissing yourself? I'm like, yeah. And just accepted my fate.
Well, nothing would alleviate the cold chill of Hoff than some warm urine running down your leg.
And that's it. Just finish the movie. Like, my brother was like, you know what? I don't want to miss this either. Yep. So, we're going to sit here while you are covered in your own piss and enjoy.
I thought this piss smelt bad on the inside.
Hey, nice tauntaun.
What scene did you piss yourself through?
I can't even remember. I just remember my parents coming to pick us up afterwards because they kind of left us there and just being like, what? You're way too old to pee in your pants. I'm like, I know, but I didn't want to get up and miss a second of the movie.
How old were you?
I think I was like 7 or 8. Like, I should not have been pissing myself. That's for sure. It just got to the point where like, no, I can do this. I can do...
Oh, and there's not much water. There's no real sort of water, like things to inspire the piss in Empire Strikes Back.
No, it was just, I fucking love that film. Still do, even to this day.
Is that your favorite one?
Yeah, I like the Empire.
You like the darkness?
Yeah, just so much badassery happened in that film. Mm. It was really, really good.
It is a perfect film. It's not my favorite, but it's a perfect film.
Yeah, and I like, you know, it's because you, I think it was, guess, I don't know, was it maybe one of the first of trilogies, but it's sort of the same with Back to the Future. They built the first one and then realized, okay, we're going to plug some other stuff in and do a second and a third, but we haven't really worked out bits and pieces. But by the time it's the second one, they're like, okay, we know what we're going to do in the third one now. So it felt like that, like they'd left you in a cliffhanger. They knew what they were going to do. Something else was going to happen. Mm. They'd had the longer story kind of set up. Whereas the first one, it just seemed very self-contained.
Yeah.
And then the second one, they're like, oh, no, we know. And it just ended on that kind of beautiful, like, we don't know what's going to happen. A lot of shit just took place. Everyone's licking their wounds. Yeah, it's cool to have, like, a dark ending.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I always think now with the sequels, like, which one's, you know, which one's the Empire episode?
Yeah.
Like, because in the prequels, Revenge of the Sith, that's the Empire Strikes Back of the prequels. You know, it ends horribly, pretty much.
Starts horribly too. How do you feel about that, the prequels?
Again, and this is the thing, I can release my cynicism.
Or is this a, what prequels?
And accept them. No, fine. I actually bought a bumper sticker at Comic-Con off an artist that said "What prequels" in Star Wars font, and not that I share that sentiment with him, but I just it's a funny pop culture sticker, a sign of times. But I just wish he had someone that wasn't afraid to get fired to offer some advice and some editing. Maybe just leave that bit out. Like, we don't need to see the space cow fart.
Yep.
Like, it's just not to embarrass us. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's hard enough. Like, people, you know, like, not that I care, but, you know, people look down on Star Wars fans. Like, you know, oh, you're getting all caught up in these fantasy things. And it's like, it's exactly the same as football. You're getting caught up in the fantasy that you're in the team. We won. No, we didn't. They won. You've got the corresponding scarf, buddy. That's it. Do us a favor and leave out the farting thing and just the whack jokes. Like, some of those bits, some of in Attack of the Clones, some of C-3PO's jokes, like, it's just like,
it is embarrassing.
I just want to kick the shit out of Anthony Daniels. Like, and I know he didn't write the lines or anything, but I'm just like, I'm furious. And lines that were like the first time you heard them in the cinema shouldn't be funny. Like, do you know what I mean? Like in Return of the Jedi, there's, like, if you watch Return of the Jedi at a fan club screening, there's a line where Darth Vader says in Return of the Jedi to the Emperor, you know, my son is here or whatever. And he goes to the Emperor, he goes, I have felt him. Which, out of context, is hilarious. And then the Emperor replies, strange that I have not. And it's like, it's a funny line, but the first time you watch the film, you're so caught up in the film that you'd never...
Yeah, something that takes you out of it.
You wouldn't be able to step back to, like, oh, okay, that's some sweet pedophilia gear that Vader's dropping there. But, like, in Attack of the Clones or whatever, where he's like, I hate the sand. Like, it's just, the first time you hear it, it's brutal.
It's like when you have people who are sort of protesting for pro-marijuana and they're like in bright green weed hats and like crazy and they're dancing around. You're like, you guys are ruining this for everyone. Like, you're going to fuck it up. Like, don't... Just that embarrassing kind of like, this doesn't help anyone right now. You just... It's the worst.
Empire's your favorite film. What's out of all the saga, what's your favorite scene? Do you have a favorite scene?
I think it's changed over the years. I really love that I know. Because it's just, yeah, it's such a cool line. Because that's when Han Solo is still pretty cool, as in the second. In the third one, he kind of becomes a bit more like comic relief, a bit. Like Luke starts to become kind of the badass by the third one. He just comes in, he's so cocky, and he just does all this cool shit. His character arc is kind of fulfilled.
Yeah.
Whereas, I don't know, in Empire, Han's still doing cool shit. He's still kind of funny, because he's always a bit cocky and a smart ass.
Yeah.
But just that scene where she's...
And it's just
I love you.
I know. Yeah. And it's just the coolest shit ever, because he's like, it just... Who knows what's about to happen to him?
Yeah.
It ain't good. And then she's finally gone, I'll admit it. And then he's just zinger. Yeah.
And that's it for her, because she is... Like, as a character, she is so closed off. I mean, when you consider, like, everything that she's gone through in her life, like, apart from, like, losing her entire home planet and just everything. She's such a closed off individual to everybody. She doesn't let anything out. She's always armored up. Always abrasive, and then to finally just kind of let that slide and just open herself up. And when he says it's like, I know, it's more like he's saying like, I totally accept you at this point.
Yeah. How's like, you don't know how Princess Leia dealt with the exploding Alderaan. Like, we all mourn in our own ways. But this is something, Luke Skywalker, right? He's essentially his mum and dad, his auntie and uncle that raised him. They get killed, right? And he sees their smouldering barbecue
corpses.
Bones.
Yep.
He kind of moves on pretty quick. But when the nutbag old dude that lives out in the desert dies, takes that a lot harder.
Yeah.
Like, he really... Weird. He's just like there going, oh, I'm not sure what I'm going to do without him. He's like, oh, you know, pretty much your mum and dad died like 3 days ago. And they looked after you for the first 18 years.
They didn't give him a sword. And that's give a guy a lightsaber. And he'll eat for a... Well, it doesn't make sense.
So, what are you saying? That's a metaphor for giving really good 21st presents.
Yeah. As long as you give a good gift. The gift that keeps on giving. Yeah, it's weird. I always loved in the first one as well when they get the princess, they get back and they're going to make that run on the Death Star. And just Luke's somehow now a pilot and part of it all. And just like, just that no one just says, hey, kid, shut the fuck up. Because that line where it's like, oh, no, you know, I used to like bullseye womp rats. It's not that different from that. And you're like, why isn't anyone just going, hey, kid, shut the fuck up. Like, who are you? Why are you even talking this? There's no, just shut up.
It's just like, you're Red 5. You don't get to say anything until Red 4's had his say.
That's so odd that he's a part of that and like revered. And you're like, nah, maybe. And he's like a redneck, really, in the universe. He's from like this
He's a galactic redneck.
Yeah.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.